This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANL receives fifth cleanup violation in 4 months. Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, inappropriately mixed hazardous waste and demolition waste during cleanup and remediation. They now face a maximum fine of $2.3 million for violations of state hazardous waste laws. This is the fifth violation LANL has received in the past 4 months from the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED. NMED's Hazardous Waste Bureau cited LANL for inappropriately mixing the waste during the demolition of buildings and infrastructure at Technical Area 16, TA-16. TA-16 is where high explosives are developed and tested. It is also the location of open detonation experiments where depleted uranium and high explosives are exploded into the open air. TA-16 is located in the southwestern corner of LANL grounds and is bordered by the Santa Fe National Forest to the west and Bandelier National Monument to the south. Over its 50-year lifespan, hundreds of millions of pounds of high explosives were processed at TA-16. An open drain pipe dumped water contaminated with barium and RDX into canyons which flow to the Rio Grande. RDX is a high explosive which, when ingested, is known to cause tremors and convulsions, leading to death. Investigations found RDX from the dumping downstream and in the regional aquifer below the site. While remediating the site, LANL mixed hazardous waste from the drain pipes with demolition waste. The debris pile is 8,000 cubic yards, or about 5 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Only about 20 cubic yards of the waste in the pile was hazardous waste by NMED's account, but because they were mixed, the whole pile is now considered hazardous. The entire debris pile was later moved to Sigma Mesa, where it was dumped on the bare ground. LANL spokesman James Rickman stated that they sampled to confirm that, quote, nothing harmful was released, end quote. NMED Secretary Ron Curry said, quote, lab managers seem to ignore clear permitting and monitoring requirements in this case. Violations such as these seem to reveal a lack of respect for state laws written to protect the health of New Mexicans and their environment. In addition, it's not LANL's prerogative to make the determination of whether the waste is endangering the health of citizens or the environment, end quote. LANL is facing a maximum fine of $2.3 million because their actions were in violation of state laws. NMED's Communications Director Marissa Stone said, quote, obviously LANL will have the opportunity to negotiate a settlement with the state, end quote. Activists are pleased that NMED is holding LANL accountable by issuing the recent violations. In the past 4 months, LANL has received 4 other violations for their environmental practices. In July, LANL was issued a violation for shipping potentially hazardous waste to the Los Alamos County landfill. LANL has been cited twice for failure to clean up an old ash pile at the Los Alamos Airport. In September, LANL was issued a violation for failing to report chromium contamination found in groundwater characterization wells. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, citizens welcome NMED flexing its regulatory muscle as Bechtel further cuts environmental programs. Continuing this precedent will ensure protection of public and environmental health, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.